Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie. And a pleasant greeting indeed to each and every listener of the Mission Trail broadcast. We hope that you are enjoying the spring weather wherever you may be hearing the sound of my voice. Not only that, but we hope that you are enjoying God's love and sunshine in your heart, too. Here's a song for you, No Tears in Heaven.
No tears in heaven, no sorrows given, all will be glory in that land. There'll be no sadness, all will be gladness, when we shall join a happy band. No tears in heaven there, no tears, no tears up there, sorrow and pain will all have flown. No tears in heaven there, no tears, no tears up there, no tears in heaven will be known. Glory is waiting, waiting up yonder, where we shall spend an endless day. There with our Savior we'll be forever, where no more sorrows can dismay. No tears in heaven there, no tears, no tears up there, sorrow and pain will all have flown. No tears in heaven there, no tears, no tears up there, no tears in heaven will be known. Some morning yonder we'll cease to ponder o'er things this life has brought to view. All will be clearer, loved ones be dearer, in heaven all will be made new. No tears in heaven there, no tears, no tears up there, sorrow and pain will all have flown. No tears in heaven there, no tears, no tears up there, no tears in heaven will be known.
Here now is our text. It is the same one we used on our last broadcast, but we want to speak about the second part of it. Listen, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Earlier, we talked about the wages of sin and how some folks work so hard for such a little pay. But the second part of this sentence goes on to say that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Say, have you heard about a few of the folks these days who are making plans to have their bodies frozen and placed in a cylinder containing liquid nitrogen at approximately 320 degrees below zero? This, of course, is being done after they die. You see, there are three of these bodies already in cold storage, so we understand. Here's the way it works. Those who desire to participate in this plan take out an insurance policy for $10,000. $4,000 goes for buying the cylinder, $1,000 for preparation of the body, etc. Now, that leaves another $5,000 to be placed in savings somewhere to draw interest, a little of which will be used along to replace the nitrogen and other expenses. Here, then, is what these folks are hoping for. Somewhere down through the years, they're hoping that medical science will have the knowledge necessary to restore life to these bodies and actually bring them back to life again to live in this world. Does that sound a little far-fetched to you? Would you like to invest $10,000 in such a project? Of course, there might be some readjustment problems if such a thing should occur. The man might find that he'd been gone so long from the earth that he would have to learn how to live all over again. Then another question might be whether the insurance company was happy about paying off if the folks really weren't dead. But this is enough of this kind of talk. Let us go back to the scriptures. There are two things which people cannot avoid. It tells about both of them right here in Hebrews 9:27. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Regardless of the advancement of medical science, there's no avoiding death. And let us not forget that, friends. This is an appointment of God, and it is one which every one of us must keep. Of course, there would be an exception for those living when the Lord returns. Do you suppose by now that these three people whose bodies are in cold storage have actually discovered that they are dead? Do you remember the rich man who died and lifted up his eyes in hell, being in torment, and called for a drop of water to cool his tongue? He would have been glad to have returned again and had another opportunity at reliving his life. But he was then, and is now, even yet, reaping the wages of sin. I will tell you when life is going to be restored to these bodies again. It will be in that great judgment morning when God calls all the dead from the tomb. Jesus, in speaking of these things, said, "Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation." John 5:28-29. That will be one day, friends, that those cylinders will give up the dead bodies which are in them. But it won't be to come back here to live on this world. It will be to face the rewards of a life which has already been lived, either good or bad. Listen now to the words of Jesus. "Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed." John 6:27. Then in verse 40 he goes on to say, "And this is the will of him that sent me, that every one which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day." Friends, I'm looking for a greater, fuller, richer life beyond the tomb which Christ has promised to those who love him. Furthermore, it is the gift of God. You don't earn it. You're not able to work hard enough and long enough to merit it, but it is freely given to those who love God. Listen to this poem. "The love of God, deeper than the depths of ocean, wider than the boundless sea, higher than the lofty mountains is the love of God to me. Filled with all his glorious fullness, sitting at his blessed feet, doing only as he bids me, this is all my drink and meat. You may have these earthly pleasures, you may have earth's fame in store. I have found a richer treasure, one that satisfies me more. In God's love I find completeness and an everlasting rest, joy that passeth understanding, where my soul is ever blessed. Trials, yes, they come quite often. Friends forsake me, that is true. Heavy burdens press upon me, disappointments not a few. But the love of Jesus ever makes these burdens light to bear. And the one who never leaves me bids me cast on him my care. So I ask for nothing better than to ever simply know that my life is pleasing Jesus while I linger here below. And when all the toil is over, and when all the trials are past, seated by his throne in glory, I shall be with him at last. Listen now to this verse from Revelation 1:18. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Friends, God holds the key to your life. It is he and he alone who is able to give eternal life and raise you up in that last great judgment day. Shall we pray? Our gracious Father, we're glad for the gift of eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. Bless unto each and every listener of the broadcast. And may they be made to realize the importance of laying hold upon eternal life while the opportunity is theirs. And to thee we will give the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thanks for listening, friends. Be with us again next Sunday at this same time on this same station. And in the meantime, if you'd like a printed copy of the message, be sure to let us know. There's no cost or obligation. We're mailing about 1,100 copies each week, and some of the folks seem to enjoy them. Some like the message, others enjoy the testimonies, and some like to read the news items concerning the Lord's people. May we add your name to our mailing list? Send your request to The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. May God bless you until we meet again.
There is a city, so bright and fair.
Friends, if we've been a blessing to you, we'd be glad to hear from you. And if we may be of any help to you, be sure to let us know. Address your letter to The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Till we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying may God richly bless each one and a very cheerful goodbye.